and I will take your side every time.
Hello, this is Mark Noon from the Slicky Boys, and I'm over here turning knobs and wrecking the place in the studios, and this is WMUC-FM College Park.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season, from April to May, and fall season.
Hello? Huh?
Hello?
Hi. Yes? Hello? You know that headphone doesn't work.
This is true. What about the mic? Did they fix the mic?
Still no.
You never know.
Still no.
You never know. You never know.
Welcome, everybody. This is... What? Oh, wait. I didn't even turn your mic.
Turn it on. Is it crunchy?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
There was no point in trying.
You never know.
My bad. I forgot I have to turn your mic on, you know. Welcome to Frequencies.
Hey.
Season 2, episode 4,
hey.
5.
Hey.
What episode is this? 5?
This is the 5th week of school, right? But 4th.
True.
Episode? How many episodes?
This might be the 4th.
Guys, comment down below which episode we're on right now.
I think it might be the 5th. Did we not have a show the first week of school?
We probably did, right?
I think we did, so it's the 5th. Season 2, episode 5. Stay tuned. Lots of crazy stuff to happen later on in the series. Mm. But, you guys...
Episode 8, it gets crazy.
Yeah. That's when...
Why? Okay, I don't want to keep doing this bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
But you guys are listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
Ooh, that one.
Where radio...
What did they say?
Radio's good radio?
They say something about something being good. I forgot exactly what it is. But do you know what is good? A PSA.
This PSA.
PSA about. We've done a lot of these. We've kind of wow.
Yeah.
Should we try Lean On Me? Have you done Lean On Me?
No.
Okay, let's try that.
Boom.
You got it.
Where's the sticker?
So it's that one.
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
Brandy Melville?
From Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
which
Brandy.
Also, buzz, that Chick-fil-A was so good.
Did you get like the blue menu, right?
No, in Rockville.
Oh.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Okay. I literally sound so loud. Listen to the headphones.
Your headphones are backwards, by the way.
Oh. Oh, that's probably why. Is it loud?
Oh, that... Oh, wait.
Does it not sound like I'm yelling?
Wait, even the headphone thing is, like, fully muted. Like, if I keep...
Hey.
This doesn't change anything. Like, turning it up and down.
I'm screaming right now.
This hurts my ears, actually.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, this is the, the price you have to pay for being a show host.
A DJ.
And actually, I do sound better over here than I thought I do. Or maybe, am I just hearing myself? I don't know.
No, you do sound like it's not as quiet.
Okay,
as you
I thought
it was.
Yeah.
You also tend to like yell, so.
Do I actually? Then why don't you tell
you
me anything?
Project.
I cannot hear anything.
No, I was joking.
Oh.
Remember when you said I'm a hollerer? Like a few, like last week or something, it was us and we were like walking from CVS and I was like, wait, guys, do I like yell? And you were like, yeah, these two right here, y'all holler.
Was it even Benji?
Yes,
yeah.
Just Benji
this
and I.
This is checking out, actually.
And yeah. I got self-aware. I was like, wait, I thought I was like, I don't know. I always think of myself as like quiet and like demure and I keep to myself. Mm-hmm. But then I guess when I'm with friends, I kind of just like, I
you
let
your inner freak out.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I realize that. You need my laptop to play music, right?
No, I have my iPad.
I think so you don't have Spotify.
I downloaded it. That's
right
why
now.
I was stalling, girl.
Oh.
Duh.
You're what?
I was stalling.
Say it again.
I was ab stalling.
Oh! Whoa! Wait. That was good. Wait. We can actually like lock in real quick. Cup your hand. Wait. They enjoyed that.
You're welcome. Okay, yeah, we'll get into the first song. You guys will probably know this song if you have watched the movie Trainspotting or if you are into electronic music in general, because this is just one of those songs. Like, everyone loves this song. I love this song. But the genre for this week is trance / big beat / hello? Trance? I don't want to turn it up because it's so loud in the headphone.
Oh. This is a thing you got to
plug
it out.
It's only one ear also. The other ear is quiet.
Oh.
Like, I can't hear anything. Okay, anyways, I know it's picking up. The genre for this week is trance / big beat / electronic music that Abby likes. So the first song is going
to
be...
I was going to say, do you want to say your secret? That this playlist?
Oh,
okay.
The first song is Born Slippy Nux by Underworld.
Radio edit,
because the regular version was long. But yeah. Hope you guys enjoy. Oh, is it Ox 2? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ox 2. That's what they get you.
Feel free to enter the trance.
Boy, and tears, boy, and all in your inner space, boy, ahead, and girls, boy, and steel,
Welcome.
Yeah, okay,
back.
So this is working and that's not.
So, okay, maybe the aux is just not.
Maybe the. Oh, could you do the cable itself?
Oh, true. Or maybe I like. Maybe it's the wrong cable. Wrong aux cable I was using.
Is there wrong? Hold on. Let's try this real quick.
1 second, guys.
Yeah, that's working. Man.
Okay, so aux isn't working.
Riding that one. Is it soft?
Soft?
Wow.
Did we get the time for that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You take this time and you subtract it from the time that
you're hilarious. For aux. So hope you guys enjoyed that song. So yeah, like I said, the genre for this week was trance because Underworld is like trance-y? Associated with, yeah, the trance genre. But when I looked it up on Every Noise, that genre, like, it didn't come up under trance, but it did register as big beat. And so I was interested in that. So the next artist that was in that realm was Fatboy Slim, who when I, like, okay, I had a brief stint where I was a DJ my fall semester. I had a whole controller. I threw a party and I, like, DJ'd at the party and someone else, like, asked me to DJ at their party. It was actually, like, guys.
I was
DJ Mandy.
It was a rager.
It was brief. It was a brief phase, but, and it was a rager. We played Uno.
I remember.
Uno. Yes. Uno Tres.
Are you going?
You don't know the next cuatro? One.
I don't cuatro. You know.
Cinco.
Seis.
Siete.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Diez.
Once.
That's what, is it not, it's not doce. That's like the silly thing, right?
Is it doce.
Is it doce?
Yeah.
Okay. Then after that.
Is, trece.
Isn't it like.
Catorce. Quince. Diez y seis.
It's diez. It starts doing diez. Yeah. Okay. It's been a minute. Señora Aracena, I'm telling you, she ruined
Aracena.
It for me.
Oh my
she
God.
Ruined it for me. My favorite subject in school. She ruined it for me.
I liked her. She was...
Because you were the people that I hated. Imagine this. It's quarantine year. You're scared about COVID. And you don't want to go outside. How dare you try to seclude yourself in your home because you know that there's a deadly pandemic going around.
Uh-huh.
And your teacher's like, anybody who comes into class today, I'm giving you a 100% as long as you play soccer with me. And everyone at home, do 6 assignments due by 11:59 a.m. Not p.m., a.m. Your lunch break starts at 11, by the way. You had you had barely an hour to do 6 assignments by
You're
that time.
You're mad.
And now imagine being Abby and being the person playing soccer.
I was playing Uno, actually.
Oh, really?
I was playing Uno and telling Señora Arsena about how I was low-key... Arsena, I don't know.
No, I think the first one. Though.
Señor. Oh, yes, Señor.
Señor.
How it was low-key messed up that when my grandma died and I emailed her, she didn't, like, respond.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she was...
like, that was actually cruddy.
She was kind of like it. Whoa, cruddy's a word I have not heard in a minute. I like that. No, I like that. It's a good word.
Thank you.
It's a good word.
You.
Hey, wait.
Wait, but, like, low-key, we got to get on because we got 40 minutes of audio.
Oh, okay.
But so
I guess I can stop talking.
To go back to what I was like, we went on a whole side tangent over there.
I know, I'm just Can they even hear me?
Like, how about you just be quiet?
I hope so.
How about you just duct tape your mouth shut?
This is actually a 2% show.
The next song is Gangster Trippin' by Fatboy Slim. They can't, actually. But anyways, Fatboy Slim, there was like a song of his that I wanted to include in a mix. Oh my God. Guys, I'm feeling bad feelings towards someone in the room right now.
Wait, if there's only you and me in this room.
Two can keep a secret. If, basically, like, that's how I learned about Fatboy Slim. And also, there was, like, a music video of his that has some Star Wars actor, like, dancing to the song in, like, an office space. Like, I love music videos and, like, famous or popular music videos. And so his was, like, that one was kind of, like, popular or whatever. But anyways, that was just a little fun factoid. Gangster Trip and Fatboy Slim, I'm tired of talking. It's playing, don't worry. Hey, yo. So
I'm not gonna keep being over here. You can keep talking your talk.
I will.
So this is why you don't want to say your little secret about the playlist. I see.
This is what happens when you assume you can hear every single word, but maybe you don't hear every word.
What?
So that song's over. We listened to it, and that was an awesome song. And now we're gonna go to the next song, which is Under the Influence by the Chemical Brothers. And guys, guess what? There's no words in this song. So.
Not a single word.
Nope. So it's gonna be a vibe. Enjoy. Stalling. App stalling.
It's like, actually, I don't even want to talk anymore, man. What if this is it? What if we have a no music, no talking, just straight another 46 minutes of nothing, or 36 minutes of nothing?
Of you, like nothing on your end, but I can talk and like make jokes.
Would anybody and everything. Be here for that? I think we're all going to be gone.
Loki summoned told me the reason why they don't tune in is because you're here. So
who's that? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
Pepe Silva.
Who is that?
Pepe Silva.
Pepe Silva?
Yes.
Pepper Silver?
Pepe Silva. So yeah. Candace also said that.
Yeah, you know what? You can't. You know what joke you can't finish right now?
If you know, you know.
This dude?
Yeah.
His name is Pepe Silva?
No, that's Charlie from It's Always Sunny, but he came up with like this conspiracy that someone named Pepe Silva was like sending mail to. You just have to watch the show, don't
I? I watched like the first episode and then I dropped it, Loki.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Nah, like it picks up. In the second season. And I know everyone says that for shows that are like mid. No, but actually, because like they were legitimately just like broke 20 somethings for the first season. So like they have like good ideas and concepts, but they weren't able to like execute it as well. I like it. Amina loves it. Mahalette loves it. So two beacons of taste right there.
I know those two. Extraordinarily influential people in my life.
Exactly. That part.
That is what I said.
That part. Hope they're listening.
They're not.
Amina said she would.
She probably would. I have no faith in Mahalat. And if she is, she can call me out on it.
Mahalat text me right now.
Mahalat is not there. She can DM me. She has my Instagram. She can.
But she probably doesn't want to.
I know. That's what I'm saying, because she's not tuned in.
She'd rather talk to me.
Right.
Anyways, the next song is Super Moves by Overseer, which was in the movie Animatrix, which is like an anthology of animated shorts based in the world of the Matrix. It's really cool, and the soundtrack is even better. Well, the movie is really, really good, but I moved this to be after that song, which was Under the Influence by the Chemical Brothers, because I feel like the vibes of this is very similar.
Loki, I saw your phone like glow up, and I thought, I actually thought she's like, call me out, and that was so funny.
No, that was me tapping to check if someone texted me, but no one hit my line.
Love you.
Can someone text me, please?
Don't.
I haven't texted anyone in 3 months.
Stop stalling. Play the song.
Okay, sorry.
Play the
song.
Play the song.
Super Moves by Overseer.
Wow. answer phone message, so it's useless, but I've just heard the new...
Why?
There's like an outro and it... hey.
What is happening? Dude.
Nefarious
things.
Playlist.
I'm just trying to do the crossword and I don't know anything. Was it Gilmore Girls? Gilmore Girls. Dude, I'm...
Of course it's the song that has no words in it at all, that has an outro. Like, y'all are really trying to do me dirty.
Dude, what do you mean? Either way you look at it. Why does everything today have either way you look at it? What does that mean?
They try to be funny and smart, clever with their words. And if you're, like, intelligent...
That's why I don't like crosswords.
Like me.
What if I give up? I'll play you in
Bro has two words and one of them is not... Both of them are wrong.
Can I just play Connections?
Literally,
can
both
just,
of them are
connections?
Wrong.
Can we just play... Please,
will you read my Connections?
Please.
I'll allow it. That just means I won.
I don't play these because you're...
I won.
Stupid.
But the next song is Freaknik by David Holmes, which is kind of a crazy name.
Yep.
But here's the cool thing about this song/album/artist. Okay, so last semester I read this book about indie sleaze, like the indie sleaze period in New York in the early 2000s. I know. And David Holmes, he was like a friend of James Murphy of LCD Sound System, and they kind of collaborated together, and then they kind of had a falling out. But he made this album, Let's Get Killed, and it's like a really cool kind of like electronic jazz album, and he utilizes a lot of like audio recording of just New York in general. And I thought PC was off. Ethan, I'm so sorry. This is
actually... Can I put Roblox on the computer instead and just stream that?
So yeah, audio recording of New York, and so this is part of it. It's a good album. You guys should listen to it. I think I need to retire. Freaknik by David Holmes. Enjoy.
Injections, my band, I'm there to see ICU. And because I'm dancing, the owner tells me to quit dancing, you know? And then as I'm leaving, he says, you were the guy moshing. I said, no, I never moshed in my life. You know? And he says, quit avoiding the question. You were moshing. I'm like, no, I don't mosh, point blank. I was dancing with some friends of mine. He's like, you'll never play here, and you're not allowed in ever again. And, you know, mecca of punk rock clubness, I can't dance. I can pay $4 for a beer, come to see my bands, offer to bring a crowd in and play, but I can't dance and have a good time. Therefore, Continental Club is not the place to take your friends to have a good time, because if you can't dance, you can't release this energy!
We'll be right back.
Not a second too late.
Guys, it's been a show.
It has been a show of all time. Ira, if you're still here, we lied to you. We lied to you so hard.
Truth. We were prepared in mind, but in spirit, were we prepared? But in spirit, were we prepared? That is the question.
That is the question.
I would have to say no, we weren't. But it's still a good show regardless.
Hey, mind, body, does 2 out of 3 overtake the last one?
What?
Mind, body, and spirit. But if the mind and body are in sync, the spirit gets overtaken.
Uh-huh.
Because we are just sacks of flesh on this earth. Uh-huh. And our mind and body are acting faster than our spirit.
So this has been a good show?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to mitigate our damages.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, this has been a good show regardless because the music has been fine. Even if it's kind of let us down a lot of times.
Or it let us up, like my blood pressure right now.
And our spirits, because...
Yes, this is true.
We had a giggle fest.
We had...
the first...
Also, perhaps the first ever fight inside... The first ever physical alteration within the studio has happened today. Hey.
We told you guys this season was going to be crazy. All right. We were being honest. Honest.
Honest.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time left, and I really want to get to the everything but the girl song. So we're going to go to Shadows of Ourselves by Theory Corporation, a song with no words, no intro. And outro. No,
there's
words,
no song.
So
there is barely a song here, actually.
So, enjoy, guys, because I'm slowly starting to lose my mind. I'm losing it.
Thank you.
Hey, people.
Hey.
I think this is the most tame we've been tonight, that song.
Yeah, it was, I think that song was necessary.
Yeah.
It calmed us down.
Yeah. I haven't even done my radio show voice all episode, I don't think.
What is your radio show voice?
Well, like, it's like the normal voice, but like, I don't talk with as much vigor in my voice. I don't talk with as much energy.
Now that you mention it, I also haven't been doing my radio voice.
I also do feel like since the microphone isn't like at my my lips at this point, like I can't really do it. Like it doesn't feel natural.
Mm-hmm.
And soon when they fix mic 2, we'll be there.
When?
Spencer said maybe in 2 weeks, like 2 weeks ago. So
right,
big thing soon.
So maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
True.
Hey, you never know.
Or sat. Third day.
Or sun.
Day. Wait, I wanted to tell you guys. Okay, so the last song, Shadows of Ourselves by Thievery Corporation, it hasn't been in a movie, or as far as I'm aware, it hasn't. But Thievery Corporation, a song of theirs, let's see, what song was it again? Oh, yes, I'm pretty sure it was Lebanese Blonde. That song was in the movie Garden State, which was like very popular. It's popular for its soundtrack. It has Coldplay, Thievery Corporation, Frou Frou. It literally has a Frou Frou song. The movie itself is like kind of mid, but I think it's a good fall movie. I watched it like 3 times last fall, just for some reason. But so I decided to play that song because it was like in the realm of Big Beat. But I specifically have a place in my heart for Thievery Corporation because they were in that movie and I've watched it a couple times. But this next song, okay, Before Today by Everything But the Girl has to be like actually one of my top 10 favorite songs ever. Like, I genuinely love this song so much, and there's so many remixes of it. Honestly, every song by Everything But the Girl has like 5 remixes to it. When you look at the top 5, 4/5 of it is a remix. It's kind of funny. But this remix in specific was in a Greg Araki movie called Splendor. And that movie and this version of the song means a lot to me because my friend Freddie specifically loves this remix. It was their top song of 2024. And we would listen to it in the car. And I watched the movie. I finally watched Splendor this summer. And it was pretty good. But I love this song. And this remix is really chill. It's calm. Listen to if you would like to. The original version is on Spotify. This version is on Spotify, but I just love Everything But the Girl, and I love Before Today. So I hope you guys enjoy this next song. Thank you.
a phone that never rings.
Actual chills. Guys, I love that song with all my heart.
And am I allowed to say the same? Because I actually really enjoyed that. That was a very peaceful vibe.
Right.
I don't know exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I'm not like, it's, it gives me palm trees, but not beach.
Mm.
So like, almost like, you know, like a video game, there's like that night casino map where it's dark. There's like some lights going on, but there's some palm trees.
Okay.
But I don't want it to be too bright. I want it to be dim. I want it to be a little bit more,
right,
more solemn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to paint that picture exactly, but there is a vibe getting to me, and I can see it in my head, and I like it a lot.
It's very solemn, yes. I'm, like, almost sad to play the next song, because, like, what if we just listen to that again? But what?
I just feel like we have, like, no time.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
We literally have 3 minutes. Like, the next song isn't even going to play all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Chicane. Okay, so it's the Chicane remix of Before Today, and Chicane was on the deep beat, big beat list, but I was like, I think I can get away with playing a remix they did of a song.
Mm.
So that's why I played that one. This last song was also in Animatrix, but it doesn't have, like, that electronic vibe, but it's cool. It's kind of, like, Riot Girl-ish. It's called Hand Around My Throat, D-I-V. Oh, by Death in Vegas, LOL. Yeah, so just gonna let that play out. Bye, guys.
I maybe forget the show ever happened.
Like, remember the songs?
Or
remember the general gist of the songs.
Remember, like, the vibe we curated tonight, but not the actual show.
Yeah, just erase it from your memory. And if you want the playlist, hit me up. Bye, guys.